Let me tell you my anecdote ahead of time.
Okay.
I ended up being chairman of that conference, and it's there in that thing. When I was conference chairman, I guess in '65, we held it at Princeton. And remember, it was by invitation only. And if you appeared without an invitation, the conference, what you had to pay at the door was about significantly larger than if you pre-registered. Mm-hmm. You know, if you had had an invitation and responded.
Right.
And we had a tremendous crowd that year, maybe 500-600, which is. And I remember my vice chairman having to cut the donuts in half. Because remember, this is a conference run by. It was at Princeton, and Murray Lambert was involved, and was at RCA, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at Princeton University, and they got, to give you an example, the chairman of that, the local arrangements chairman, was able to get the theater in Princeton at that time, because it was the only air-conditioned operation in Princeton. And we only had one John, which was a major problem. That's otherwise. But we made a lot of money. And we bought the fellow who was the chairman who went ahead and had his students build the stage. That doesn't cost very much. Your students are building it. You know, it was a movie theater. We needed a bigger stage to put it for a conference. And we actually gave him a set of golf clubs. And we had so much more money left that what we did is the transactions on Electron Devices, which was the journal, the transactions of the Electron Device Society, was maybe in the second year or something like that, had very low circulation. And we gave everybody we wrote everybody and said, if you'd like, we'll pay your first year's subscription. And so we paid for maybe 300 people for the first time to get the transactions.
Huh.
And this was out of the very large surplus we didn't want to keep, because remember we're trying to keep this money from everybody.
Right.
And if it gets into the thousands, the many thousands, it becomes more attractive for people to try to get it.
Uh-huh.
So we gave the money. We basically gave the money away. A fair amount. We thought this was a good idea, because we want that transactions to flourish. It's now the journal, obviously. They changed the name from transactions to journal. So, and that again is in the '60s. And what happened to me was unfortunate. In the by hindsight, in 1966, I became a professor at MIT, and I decided that I should devote not reduce my commitments. And I was the treasurer and then the vice chairman of the ADCOM. But I turned, and I was slated to be the chairman. That's the way it worked. And essentially, at that stage of the game, there really wasn't even a pretense of an election. You know, there may have been a piece of paper that went around with one name. and I decided I quit and didn't run or asked not to be considered, is the right word, for the chairmanship, because I was just starting at MIT as a professor.
Mm-hmm.
And I had previously been at MIT's Lincoln Lab. And I just felt for the first year I shouldn't really be going every other month down to Washington, and I felt the chairman should. We had fairly frequent meetings at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, again, we have I should backtrack and say, yes, I was on the ADCOM of the group on electron devices, and that's in the biography.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it says when I joined, and when I was secretary, and then secretary treasurer, then vice chairman, and then I didn't continue.